or rise, and fall or rise in the world, and wed and die. Did not signify if money came to him by a turn of chance or eluded him. Empty and meaningless seemed to him all devices which the world offers for man's entertainment. The food and drink set before him had lost their flavor. He did not longer know or care if the sun shone or the clouds lowered about him. A cruel hazard had struck him, there where he was weakest, shattering his whole being, leaving him with but one wish in his soul, one gnawing desire to know the mystery which he had held in his hands and cast out into the river. One night, when there were no stars shining, he wandered, restless, upon the streets. He no longer sought to know from men and women what they dared not or could not tell him. Only the river knew. He went and stood again upon the bridge, where he had stood many an hour since then, since the night when the darkness then had closed around him and engulfed his manhood. Only the river knew. It babbled, and he listened to it, and it told him nothing, but it promised all. He could hear it promising him with caressing voice, peace and sweet repose. He could hear the sweep of the song of water inviting him. A moment more, and he had gone to seek her, and to join her in her secret thought in the immeasurable rest. We're going to have some Ace House fables coming up soon after I drink a little bit more water. It's hard to talk for a half hour. This is Sleepy Time Tea on WRCT Pittsburgh. This is Chamomile. Or, I am Chamomile. Aesop's Fables, as we go into the wee hours of the night. If I've not done a particularly good job of getting you to feel relaxed or sleepy, as the Sleepy Time Tea name suggests, I would suggest tuning in, getting out of your chair, getting up, and possibly dancing with the next DJ, Bruce Springsteen, 666. More on that later. However, let's read The Dog and the Shadow. It happened that a dog had got a piece of meat and was carrying it home in his mouth to eat in peace. Now, on his way home, he had to cross a plank lying across a running brook. As he crossed, he looked down and saw his own shadow reflected in the water beneath. Thinking it was another dog with another piece of meat, he made up his mind to have that also. So he made a snap at the shadow in the water. But as he opened his mouth, the piece of meat fell out, dropped into the water, and was never seen more. Beware, lest you lose the substance by grasping at the shadow. Lapping at a spring on a hillside. When looking up, what should he see but a lamb just beginning to drink a little lower down? There's my supper, thought he. If only I can find some excuse to seize it. Then he called out to the lamb, "How dare you muddle the water from which I am drinking?" "Nay, master, nay," said Lambikin. "If the water be muddy up there, I cannot be the cause of it, for it runs down from you to me." "Well then," said the wolf, "why did you call me bad names this time last year?" "That cannot be," said the lamb. "I'm only 6 months old." "I don't care," snarled the wolf. "If it was not you, it was your father." And with that, he rushed upon the poor lamb and... ate her all up. But before she died, she gasped out, "Any excuse will serve a tyrant." That was The Wolf and the Lamb by Aesop. And thus concludes your Sleepy Time Tea. Up next, let's hear some music. WRCT Pittsburgh.
Listeners, this is WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Bruce Springsteen, 666, and welcome to Spiritual Music, a show that plays all kinds of electronic music at the midnight hour on Fridays. Tonight is my first show, and my first gift to you all is A Little Bit Now by Snow S. Saying the full name of this band will get me in trouble. The track names are available on WRCT.org. Let's dance.
We'll be right back.
If you're just tuning in, welcome to Spiritual Music, the midnight show on Fridays to get you pumped up for the weekend. Now playing Chroma Key Dreamcoat by, of course, Boys of Canada. And I'm your host, Bruce Springsteen, 666. WRCT is supported by Tartan Inc. Tartan Inc. is a full-service copy and print shop located in the University Cohan Center on the Carnegie Mellon University campus. Services provided by the Copy Center include black and white and color copies, single and double-sided copying, and an assortment of colored and textured papers, including cover stock, specialty papers such as gloss paper, resume quality paper, and large format poster paper. They also offer binding and finishing options that include cutting, lamination, folding, padding, stapling, colliding, and comb, thermal, and coil binding. Tartan Inc. is also an authorized ship and drop-off site for USPS shipping. For more information, visit their website at cmu.edu/tartaninc or call 412-268-4828. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
techniques to the subject of war. I formulated a U.S. war clock. The probability is 78% that the U.S. will be involved in a major military confrontation between 1988 and 1992.
Now listening to Metaphysical by Single Gun Theory. Don't you just love ambient trance? This is beautiful, right? This is Solar Stone's ambient dub mix of his classic hit, Seven Cities. Here are some promos. Give vinyl from our record library spin. Listen to Record Roulette Thursdays at 10:30 p.m. only on WCT, a show that is mere hours just before mine. Enter the land of Twilight with DJ Owl every week, where we listen to Vaporwave, video game music, anime music, ambient, komiche, dub reggae, dungeon synth, city pop, and more. Fridays at 1 p.m. later today. We'll be right back. Welcome to the half hour of the show. This is Snow S back at it again with another hard one, your ridicule.
Them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Every time you part, all the times you run away, leaving in the space nothing but a twisted melody. It's to meet back at the start and begin the game we play. I can never get it wrong, I know you're falling for me. No remedy, no cure for me. Call me poison, pulse rate quickens as I pose. Your heart will stop for me, but we start again, back into the beat of this broken rhythm.
What you had just heard was Don't Stop by The Only ATB. Now, this is No Ordinary Morning by the one and only Chican. Enjoy. This is a classic from Pegboard Nerds, Disconnected. SHAX remix of Balloon by Moon Singh.
Thank you. haven't seen you since I was about 16 years old. But then you called me up the other day. I was shocked, but what did I say? And your voice exactly the same. And it makes me feel, oh, just like we never said goodbye when you spoke to me that way. You still remember my favorite place. And we laugh just like.
Hello, radio listeners. This is WRCT Pittsburgh, and this is the last track of Spiritual Music with Bruce Springsteen, 666. This is Just Like We Never Said Goodbye by the past Sophie, who tragically passed away about more than 4 years ago. Really unfortunate, really.
Oh, just like you never said goodbye when you held my hand that way. Oh, just like you never said goodbye. And it makes me feel we were young. We had everything we wanted, running wild through the night.
Later at 6 a.m. is when we'll be joining back with you with Brad Savage with Cruising the Decades, 100 Years of Music.